It's Monday, March 17th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
I'm Vince.
I'm Blaven.
Anthony.
And as he just alluded to, happy St. Patrick's Day. Eat your Lucky Charms and drink your beer.
Green beer.
Your green beer.
Which I don't think tastes any different than regular beer. I think it's just food color.
Yeah.
Is it really?
I think so.
That's what I hear.
Well, that's kind of disappointing.
Get a Shamrock Shake at McDonald's or something. I don't know if they'd serve it after St. Patrick's Day is over.
I like it. It's pretty good.
It's mint, right?
Yeah.
Oh, mint beer?
No, it's mint milkshake.
Oh, okay. I was like, what do you guys... That sounds disgusting.
I'd have a mint beer. I'd try a mint beer.
I think I can imagine it and imagine hating it.
Carbonated mint?
Well, it's... Just beer has such a distinct taste that I don't think would pair nicely with mint. I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm not an alcohol connoisseur. But, oh yeah, so Blaven's here.
Yeah.
Again.
Guess what? We lied.
Again. I was actually really looking forward to seeing what you guys would have done if I wasn't here again.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to a podcast. On the drive home from Montreal, I was wondering what kind of podcast you would do if you guys were... It would have been so funny if you guys read, like, three articles or something about magic, and then started talking about it for a whole hour, and then me just laughing at your lack of knowledge.
I don't know if I could last that long.
Yeah, I know. It'd be so funny, like, though.
For me,
if you took it for...
I could probably only hold the joke for, like, 7 minutes.
It's a lot of magic, an hour.
Yeah.
If you took it so far, it'd be the best.
I would have to end the podcast. I just have to be like, that's it, we're done.
Forever.
Forever. Like, oh. I don't know what life's become.
Taking the site down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, no, so you were supposed to be gone. Well, you did leave.
I did.
And then you were gone for a couple of days.
Yeah.
In the pretend European city of Montreal.
Yes.
Practice France?
Yeah, practice France for when you go to France.
Yeah.
And you magicked up.
Yep.
And you met your idol.
Oh my god. Yeah, so...
What's his name again?
Kenji Egshira.
Oh,
or
okay.
Numatanami, as you're on Twitch.
All right, so go ahead. Spill the beans. How was it?
So, the main tournament, I went X2 drop. And you could still make it into day two by doing X2. But, oh, my deck was so miserable that I just didn't think I'd stand any chance whatsoever.
What was the format?
And I wasn't feeling well. It was, what is it? It was sealed? One of the three.
Oh,
one
so
of the
at
gods
the start fight. Of the whole thing, you just
know what cards you have already.
Oh, so you just pulled shit.
Yeah, it was not bueno at all. Oh. But I didn't realize one of my colors. I didn't look at it properly because there's only like four cards in it.
Mm.
And when I looked at it again, one of the cards was a $40 card. I just didn't realize it. But he wasn't enough to save the whole color in itself. So it wasn't like he was that powerful that he could just save the whole color.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up picking up red green, and I like won one match, I think, and then I got tromp stomped the rest. It was bad. And then, yeah, the next part of the day, I just spent hunting for people I've wanted to meet for a very long time.
And wow.
I figured this is my time to meet them. So the first person I met was Zach Hill. He's was on the design team for Theros. I think that's right. And he was a guest, a guest appearance on Limited Resources, the podcast I listened to about limited magic.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I met him. I recognized him because, I saw his photo a few times before. And then another person I met was one of the hosts of Limited Resources, Marshall Sutcliffe. He was at their coverage booth. And
wow.
I met him there, and I told him that I was a big fan of the show. And he saw on my phone that the background was the show's logo.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, that's a sweet background. And then so I had him sign a couple of my cards, and we took a photo together. And he's a really stand-up guy, really really easy to talk to, really nice. And, yeah, the highlight was I was checking for pairings for the draft, and walks right up to see as well.
Yeah.
Boom, Kenji. And I said, oh my god, are you Numatanami? And he just started chuggling. He's like, yeah, that's me. I'm like, oh my god.
So, background, who is this guy? Like,
so
what's his deal?
He Kenji plays Magic on Twitch.
Oh, is this the guy who wants to stream for a year straight?
He did stream for a year straight.
He
did finish that goal. That was last year. And now he's just streaming as his job, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, so sometimes he does 24-hour streams. And, yeah, he just provides quite an entertaining stream. A lot of people I know watch it. So it was great to meet him. I watched him play firsthand. And I asked him to have a photo. And he was nice enough to oblige. He even put on a hat he uses on stream called the Brown Town hat.
Yeah.
When he gets there for value. And he also signed one of my cards and even drew on the card so that the Brown Town hat was on the dragon on the card.
What card was it?
Numot the Devastator, where he got his name from.
Oh, okay.
And he wrote down, in quotes, some flavor text for me. Because whenever he beats someone on Twitch, he goes, "Game!" And he wrote "Game" there. And he signed his name. And I wish I played him. Because if he beat me, I wanted him to say it to me.
"Game!" Like, "Game!"
But he played against one of my friends who I went there with. And my friend got, lost against him. So that was,
Wow.
Go Kenji. He came 19th, I think.
How many people were there?
I don't know how many people were at the Grand Prix.
Too many.
Too many. But yeah, so it was a really fun experience. I got to meet a lot. And I also saw a bunch of other people who are also other Magic personalities, but I didn't get the chance to talk to them. But it was crazy to see like all the pro players I even just see on videos or read about and see them right there in person. So it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
That sounds very cool.
Yeah. But I know it's not as glamorous as like meeting a F1 driver or whatever.
No, certainly not.
But these guys, it was first fun to meet like people who you watch on stream and it's just there in real life. And I never would have thought that I'd meet Kenji ever. And it's just interesting that I've met him and he's from so far away.
Does he live in the States?
He lives in the States, yeah.
No, I get that. It'd be like me meeting, the old staff at EGM.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be the best.
See? Yes.
Let's go do that.
I understand that.
Can we go do that?
Yeah.
They're all split up.
Damn.
Yeah. All split up.
Let's go to GDC.
Yeah, I can't. I was actually kind of, like, a little down about, like, my record and stuff, but, like, meeting them was, like,
what's good?
The highlight of my whole trip and stuff.
You know, so you basically went to like Comic-Con and paid for autograph sessions.
Oh, probably, yeah, mostly. But I've never done that before, and so this is the first time.
Yeah.
And it was just nice to meet them. And like when they go for photos, it was like really nice that they like really obliged and like they were totally cool with it and stuff. So
cool.
Yep.
Tell them to listen to the podcast.
Hmm?
Tell them to pimp out the podcast.
Yeah. On okay. Yeah.
All we need is just one.
One, just
that,
one.
That ripple
just,
effect.
Just yeah. one.
And then they tell one. Two friends, and then just they one. Tell two friends.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Just, what's his face? He's just gonna be like, "Game! Listen to Three Nerds in the Basement."
Oh, get him to record an ad for us.
Yo, how come you didn't get him to record bumpers for us?
Oh,
that would've been so good. That would've been so good.
Game. We sent you out there.
Yeah.
To play. You couldn't even do that.
Yeah. Oh, man, it was crazy.
Oh, why can't you be a media shill?
I know. Jeez.
Yeah, it was cool. It was really, really cool.
Did you at least wear the Three Nerds in the Basement t-shirt?
What Three Nerds in the Basement t-shirt? He has his own t-shirts. I didn't know that.
Again, did you at least, take Magic Mark to your black t-shirt?
God, your white t-shirt? Was... Just buy, like, a Fruit of the Loom tee.
Yeah.
Just like, Three Nerds!
At TNIAB.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
It's crazy because when I went here, I recognized some faces from Europe. So there's the pro players that came in from Europe and stuff. And,
wow.
Man, it's crazy.
Were they just thinking, like, Canadian competition is so bad?
No, it's just, I think they just compete everywhere. That's all. Oh, yeah. When you're a pro player, you just compete everywhere. And like
that happens in the fighting game scene, too. Like, yeah. A bunch of Japanese players fly out to the States to smash.
And if you're in the Hall of Fame, I think you just get free entry to all pro tours and stuff, so.
Damn. Well, that's crazy. I guess you're just going to play for the flight, and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you do well at the previous GPs, you get, like, tons of money, right? So then you just use that money to go somewhere else, right?
That's the dream, right?
Yeah.
Go infinite on GPs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not much money, but,
it's enough.
Yeah. Montreal was pretty cool. We went to the Smoked Meat Sandwich place. That was pretty fun.
Of course! That's what you always do when you go to Montreal.
We didn't go last time. It was me. What? We didn't even know it existed. What? So we got some locals to, like, recommend it to us. And I went this time with my Magic crew, and we all ate there. And then what's cool is that because, I'm not super well connected in the scene, but I know people who are. And when those people also came to eat at the same restaurant, it was cool that everybody introduced each other and like they all started talking. We all started talking and stuff. And it was just a happenstance and coincidence that they all.
Yeah. Was there a lineup at this meat place?
No, it was actually not that busy.
Oh, that's good.
So I think it's because of the weather and stuff.
Oh, that's true.
It wasn't that cold. It was actually mildly warm, but I mean, it was still wet and gross out. The summer would have been the time to go.
All right, second question. Did you get bagels?
No.
Bagels?
Bagels. Yeah. Just a bagel.
So I heard you're going.
Yeah, I'm going to go this June, yeah.
To Montreal.
Yeah,
for GP. Definitely. For a different GP.
The realest GP.
The GP that when I search GP Montreal, it turns that GP, not Magic.
Not Magic, it's Formula One. Yes, but that we'll talk about that when we get there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but yeah, that's basically what's been going on with you, right?
Yes, yeah, what I've been doing. Nothing for the else worthy of note? And yeah, super tired.
No. Is your PS3 still broken?
Yeah. Dark Souls 2 came on, I know. Yeah. I know. I'm hurting.
Listen. None of us have been playing it.
Yeah.
I'm hurting.
Don't worry. But guess what?
What?
I'm going to buy this one.
Oof. I'm hurting.
I'm going to buy it.
Mine comes in on Tuesday.
Like, I've been watching some streams. I'm like, this game, you know what? I'll give it a fair shake.
Looks like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. You know what? It's cool. I saw a couple stuff. I won't spoil anything. I'll just say it looks pretty neat. Okay. It's got some cool new lighting engine where when you light up a torch, it's like fluorescent lights on the entire level.
I heard that you die a lot.
Yeah. I think that's the first achievement or trophy you get.
Is there really a trophy for dying?
Yeah. Your first death is, welcome to Dark Souls. Or this is Dark Souls.
That's cool.
If you just don't die, you never get the trophy.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that maybe that's like the true effort. Never get the trophy, and it's worth more than getting the trophy.
Good luck. Someone does it on their first try?
Yeah.
Whatever. So you're not going to buy any PS3?
No.
What about a PS4?
No.
Well, guess what?
What?
You probably won't anyway now, because the price is going up $50.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
So this is Canada only, man. Canada only. Because Canada's economy sucks in response.
Wait, so their economy sucks, they're making the price higher so that we can't buy more?
No, because our dollar is starting to be worthless. Because
their dollars, yeah, worthless.
So,
interesting.
Yeah. So, it's going up $50 in Canada, so it's $450, which is sucks. But this is not just PlayStation. There's games. Games, the regular price for games now will be $65 across the board.
Yeah.
Sony first party exclusives are going to $70.
$69.99.
Yes. Which, I don't know. I guess Sony just was really hurting for cash or something.
We're getting closer to being Australia.
No.
We're getting closer. It's the first step.
No, Australia. Australia, they're paying like $100.
Yeah, Australia's rough.
Per game. Brazil, you need $1,200 for a PlayStation 4.
Oof.
So, we're not there. It's a little bit of bump in price, which still sucks. But, yeah, I don't know. That was disappointing to hear.
The only thing is that if/when our economy gets better, I bet they'll take forever to put it back.
I don't think they will readjust it. Like, I think they're going to just use that, because by the time our economy gets better and stabilizes, we're going to be used to the higher price. And what's the point of...
I'm just going to go to the States and buy games.
You're going to waste that gas, that $20 of gas money so that you can save $10 on a game?
Yep.
Yes.
I'll buy multiple games at once.
Logic.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Not even the slightest. No, yeah. It's not.
I'll figure out a way.
No.
I'll make a hoverboard.
No, because you are the person who has to get games on, like, day one. So you'll never actually be able to wait. That's true.
I'll go there on day negative one.
Even games that you only half care about, you still need on day one.
Then I'll go there on day negative one, and then I'll go back.
Yeah.
It's true.
I don't know. I don't really know what else to say. Anything. What have you been doing this week? Are you doing okay?
In my week?
Sure. Were you doing anything interesting pop up?
I saw a movie.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, cool.
How do you know what I did in my week?
Follow you on Twitter, man.
You don't read anything I put up.
I don't read anything anybody puts up. I read my own Twitters.
You're like, oh, this is BNC.
This man, he's putting out some pretty insightful tweets.
Seems so interesting. I want to hang out with him.
I do. I wish I could.
I want to go see the new Miyazaki movie.
The
last Miyazaki movie, apparently. The Wind Rises.
Is it really his last?
That's what the rumors are.
Okay.
I don't know if it's been officially announced, but that's what everybody's saying. It's his last piece.
Isn't he retiring?
I think so, yeah. And his son's taking over?
Mm-hmm. So the name will still be there?
Yeah, so like Studio Ghibli and Miyazaki will still be there, but it's not the same Miyazaki.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting... That's probably the smartest move they can make.
Yeah. So, The Wind Rises is actually a biography.
What?
Yeah. It's a... It's technically a... Where is it? A fictional biography of Jiro Horikoshi, and he was an airplane designer for Mitsubishi back in World War II, and he built a lot of the famous Japanese World War II bombers. Mm-hmm. And it's an animated story of his life, him starting as a kid, getting this inspiration to become an airplane designer. Him meeting his love, the love of his life, and going through his life, and how he's torn between having his creations used for war, and like all that stuff. And
sounds artsy.
It's very artsy. They have a lot of sequences where he daydreams a lot. He's a daydreamer.
Yeah.
And so they start sometimes melding the daydreams or his actual dreams with real life.
Yeah.
To kind of show his insight on what he's thinking. Mm-hmm. More to the viewer, and sometimes they do it and it's really cool. Other times they do it and it's really weird. Like you kind of don't what part's the dream maybe, but then like certain things happen and you're like, okay, this part's a dream. But I really did enjoy this movie. I'm not gonna say it's for everybody. Like even if you're a fan of
really,
Ghibli, it's not fantastical at all.
It's that different.
It's from all real else. World. It's very methodically paced.
Mm.
And also, it's like 2 hours long.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Huh.
So it's a pretty long movie for...
So it's a real movie.
Yeah, it's a real movie. And it's not just like an hour of fantasy.
Oh.
But I really did enjoy it. If you have any... Like, I like history, mm-hmm. so that was a plus for me. And then also, just if... I'm sure they took some artistic liberties with his life and how they portrayed
Probably.
It.
Probably.
But the love story they had in there was really good. It got me. It got me.
Like, yeah.
Tears.
It pulled you in.
It pulled me in.
Yeah.
Spit me out.
Sweet.
And yeah, it's in Canada, it's only playing in limited theaters. I think in the States it's playing mostly everywhere. At least that's what I've heard.
Was it playing nearby us?
It had the one theater in Mississauga on Dundas.
Okay.
Yeah, it was playing. And then the only other theater near us was in Toronto on Bloor.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And the Bloor Street one had both English dub and sub.
Which one did you see?
I saw the Mississauga only had the dub.
Mm.
But they had some big names in there. Like Elijah Wood's in it. Joseph Gordon-Levitt does the main character.
What?
Yeah, it's weird. Here, let me see if I can pull up the cast.
That's so weird.
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Emily Blunt does the...
What?
Does the main love interest. Let's see. Yeah, Elijah Wood does a character.
That's crazy. I remember there used to be a time...
Martin Short's in it.
There used to be a time when animated films had dedicated voice actors. Now they're just pulling, like, big-time movie yeah. actors.
Oh, John Krasinski's also in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some big names.
We were just looking at the credits, and we're like, what the hell? And yeah, so they got some big names for this movie.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, and... I liked the dub. It was pretty good. Joseph Gordon-Levitt was kind of weird because there was a lot of really emotional scenes
mm-hmm.
for the main character. And I don't, like, he was really monotone throughout the whole thing. Or, unless that's how they wanted the character to be like.
Oh, it sounds like it. He's an aircraft designer.
Yeah. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. But like I said, it's not for everyone.
Huh. Fun.
Yeah. It was really good.
Fun. Cool. Anything else you want to bring up?
They finally released announced the fifth character in Street Fighter, Ultra Street Fighter.
Oh, Blaven, have you heard about this?
No.
It's Bionic Cammy, pretty much. There's a new character, a new air quotes character called DeCapre. And she
DeCapre.
Is DeCapre. And she's like, and she's Cammy with like a metal face mask and glowing red eyes and like hand swords.
Hmm.
Apparently, she briefly appeared in Alpha 3 as an NPC. But she's like one of the dolls for Bison, pretty much. People are just kind of relegating her to evil Cammy.
Okay. Yeah. So is she basically like Cammy if Cammy was a supercharged character?
That's kind of what it seems like. Rumors has it that she is a charged character.
Oh. Well, what do you know?
Yeah. So one of the... But some of her moves that they show, like some of her normals are just straight up the same as Cammy's. She still has the cannon drill or whatever. Spiral arrow.
Okay.
Yeah, the twisty move.
The kick.
Yeah, the kick. And then they showed a little bit of her ultra, where she just, like, teleports all across the screen, like, anime style, slicing you up super fast.
Very cool, I guess. Yeah.
But yeah, they haven't really shown much other than just that they announced it. Mm-hmm. So, we don't really know how much of a palette swap she is.
Neato!
But we'll see. It's pretty cool. And then they also announced Costume Quest 2.
Did you love this game?
Did you? You beat Costume
Quest. I beat it, I platinumed it. I got all the trophies in the DLC. I adore Costume Quest.
Really?
Yeah, it's just fun. It's just like childlike wonder embodied in a game.
You know, I think the game was pretty cool. I just got bored.
Of the battle system?
Yeah.
Yeah, the gameplay is pretty average.
Like, I really like the idea how the different costumes are basically different jobs.
Yeah.
Then I got bored.
I stuck around for the writing. I really liked all the jokes that they had with the trick-or-treating. Yeah. And even in the Christmas one, it was really good.
Yeah. There's DLC
for it? Yeah, there's DLC. You go to, like, a Christmas town, and you go trick-or-treating during that Christmas.
Sounds like...
And you get new jobs. You get new costumes.
Nightmare Before Christmas, doesn't it?
A little bit.
Huh.
But it's good. The game is just super charming. That's why I like it. Kind of like all Double
Fine. Did you play Costume Quest?
No, played it for like the demo and then that was it.
You didn't like
it? It was alright. Wasn't really anything special for me.
Alright. I concur.
Because I mean, like, yeah, it was cute. That's about it.
Yeah. So what's new about Costume Quest 2? Is it just more...
I don't know. They just announced that they're doing it.
Oh.
And they had like a 3-4 minute announcement trailer. With the new team that's working on it. I forget their name.
Oh, it's a different team.
It's a new team that's working with Double Fine. So it's not just purely Tim Schafer doing whatever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
What are they called?
It's different.
Yeah. I forget what they're called.
Are they a popular studio or are they someone new?
I think they're someone new.
Red Octane? No. Harmonix?
No, they're doing that. They're doing that music shooter. No.
Oh, Harmonix is.
Yeah.
They're doing
Midnight City.
Who are they?
I don't know. I guess they're new.
Well, all right then.
Their vice president is Casey Lynch.
That sounds like a very familiar name.
Yeah.
But I have no idea who you're talking about.
Yep.
All right then. I don't know.
That's everything I gotta say for you.
You guys want to talk about anything else?
No, man.
Formula One.
What about Formula One?
I don't know. Everybody doesn't have a car that works except for Mercedes.
Yeah. Yeah. 2014 Formula One season's pretty great.
Did you two love Birds Watch together?
Crash City.
No. I went to bed and I downloaded in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, you mean you paid for the stream legally, right?
Yeah, something like that. I DVR'd it on Sky Sports F1.
I got my British
DVR. That's it! You heard it here first.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, TiVo'd it on Sky Sports F1 HD.
Yeah. Paying a premium for it, but man, is it worth it.
Yo, so, my favorite driver, Lewis Hamilton, he's been hyped up as the driver to watch this year, because he's going to win the championship. He got pole position in Oz. Lights go out. Boom! Car breaks.
Really?
Yeah.
That didn't even get out?
Well, it got out, but, like, you could tell off the line, he was just like, uh-oh.
Super slow.
This car's not moving. And then he just got immediately passed by everybody. And then he's like, all right, it's over.
Yeah, like, what else? The Japanese driver, Kobayashi, his rear brakes failed, and he just, like, ran through the grid and, like, took out, like, three people.
Kill people?
No.
He just took people
out. He took out of the race.
So of the 22 cars that started this race, 14 finished.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of cars gone.
Yeah, because this year's a whole new change in regulations where F1 cars are not pure gasoline engines. They're really technical hybrids now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're like V6s now, so they're a lot smaller engines.
With laptop batteries.
Yeah, and turbos.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And everybody doesn't really know how to handle it right now.
Yeah, it's fun because they took out a lot of the driving aids. The cars are, they're not faster. They're just different.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's fun watching drivers make mistakes.
Yeah, they're all so worried about everything.
It's fun because the cars in the past 4 years were just like bolted to the road.
Yeah.
They're like stuck on rails, but now they're not.
Really?
So like,
what was bolting to the floor? I understand.
Downforce.
Yeah, like their aerodynamics were just so good that like they could just go around corners at such high speed and they wouldn't drift out or anything.
Yeah, so like, and then a lot of drivers are saying like, wow, I didn't realize there were corners on this circuit. They're like, oh shoot, we have to actually pay attention now.
You have to brake?
Yeah.
God damn.
A lot of them are hitting the walls where they usually wouldn't hit the walls. It's just like, whoa.
Interesting.
F1 has changed. It's awesome because the people at the top of the podium were none of the big stars.
Yeah.
Like, all the star drivers either didn't finish or they finished like fifth and below.
So the new breed, they just practice with the new stuff? Like, I don't know. Like, what do they do?
No, it's weird. It's in that era where it's like it's a changing of the guard. Like,
oh, wow.
You know, like the up and comers are coming in and the new names are being born here now.
Wow.
And all the older dudes are being. Let's just say their stars are starting to fade.
Ooh. All right.
To bring force to, you know, get used to the new stuff.
Yeah, like as much as I love like the big names like Raikkonen, Alonso, Hamilton, Vettel, they're starting. Well, maybe not Vettel and Hamilton, but Alonso.
Vettel and Hamilton, you really get to see them race this race.
That's true. But like Alonso and Raikkonen and Button for sure, they're starting to disappear from the limelight. So, but they're old. They're like in their mid-30s now, so they're near.
I like how that's old.
They're nearing retirement. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So it's an exciting time to be an F1 fan?
Yeah, I think if you've never watched F1, this is the time to get in.
Especially with last season, where it was just, yeah. How fast can Vettel win this race?
Yeah. Yeah. But it kind of sucks, though, because Mercedes do seem to have...
I hope they don't become Red Bull.
Like, we didn't get to see because their qualifying was in the wet, but apparently they have about a second advantage in qualifying in the dry. And they proved it on the track. I mean, he finished, what, like, almost 30 seconds ahead?
It was insane.
And I'm sure if he were pressured to, he still had a lot more pace to go. So.
Yeah. So hopefully the other team stepped it up.
So who won this one?
Nico Hülkenberg?
Nico Rosberg.
What team is he for?
Mercedes. He's Lewis Hamilton's teammate.
Mercedes-Benz?
Yep. They all call him Brittany Rosberg.
Why Brittany?
So when he first came into the sport, he was super pretty. He had long hair.
Yeah.
And so the Australian Mark Webber, his teammate then, called him. He nicknamed him Britney Rosberg after Britney Spears. Because he's like, you look too much like a pop idol.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody just calls him now.
That's interesting.
Funny. Like a lot of people think we'll equate him to the Leo DiCaprio of the F1 world.
Yeah.
Like just for looks.
It's just pretty.
Yeah. Because he's so pretty. But there's a point where you're just too pretty. And so...
Then you become a woman.
Yeah, that's why he's Brittany Rosberg. Yeah. Yo, guys, I played Titanfall. Oh, some more Titanfalls. I played like 4 hours of Titanfall today.
4 hours?
Yeah.
It's a lot of hours.
How many Titans did you summon?
No, none. You probably killed a lot.
I summoned like 25.
Damn.
Wow.
I got the achievement for it.
for getting 25 Titans in 4 hours?
It's called Titanfall.
Is it really called Titanfall?
Yeah. So, there's a lot... Okay, wow. This game has a... I don't know if it's because I've been out of the first-person shooter scene for a while, or because this game just has a lot to take in. There's so much stuff you have to learn when you're playing this game.
The mobility seems like a big one.
So, the mobility's crazy. And the mobility's actually really easy. You just run and go to the wall.
Really? You don't have to, like, Kojima button press shit?
Nope. And it runs for you.
Oh, wow.
You jump off the wall, and then you can double jump to another wall.
I heard the double jumps are weird in this game.
Yeah. Okay, so you have a double jump, right?
Yeah.
But if you hit a wall and then you bounce off to another wall, your double jump resets.
Oh.
So if you just can find walls, you can just continuously keep stringing them together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
And if you're walking slow on the ground, like you're walking, but you jump to the wall, you get an instant speed boost. Like your jetpack kicks in and suddenly just flying.
Cool.
You can pretty much scale buildings.
Like that sounds fun.
Yeah. They have this one gun called the Smart Pistol, which is amazing.
So, Vince.
Yeah.
If you were to pinpoint one thing that Blavin likes about this game, what would it be?
Robots. The robots.
No, no, no. Really just think about it.
Really just think about it. Probably.
Prestige.
No, no, no. There's only one thing that really is just... When you realize it, you're like, yeah, how could I miss this?
Let me think. I don't know. Tell me.
What do I spend most of my time doing?
Support?
Oh, come on. You can... It's like a total core of the game.
Medic? No, not medic.
Engineer?
It's only one per use.
Capturing points? I don't know.
One per use.
I don't know. Eject?
No.
No?
Come on, you can do it.
I don't know. I
burn cards.
Oh, burn cards! Yes, yes, yes.
And you can make like your own little kit of cards.
Yeah, sorta. Okay, so I'm gonna go through all the mechanics of this game because there's so many things you have to talk about.
Yeah.
So it's 6-on-6.
Yeah.
Okay. But in the game, it's more like 20-on-20. There's six real people, and then there's bots that fill it out. Okay.
Okay.
And the bots are the best thing, because you know in Call of Duty when you fight a team that's just like too good for you.
Yeah.
And you're like, what can I do? These grunts are wicked cannon fodder. It is just like, man, do I want to feel good today? Sure.
Boom, boom, boom.
Because they'll kill you, but they're not good enough to beat you like in a head-to-head gunfight.
Oh, okay.
So they'll...
Do they have like a weird delay?
Yeah. Like they're literally grunts. Like if each player was a general, they are grunts.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So that's what's cool. But in games like Deathmatch, when you kill a grunt, they're obviously not worth the same amount.
As a real one.
Yeah, like a grunt is worth 1 point, whereas you kill a human player, it's worth 4 points.
Okay.
Okay. Then there's the Titans that come in, right? You wait 3 minutes, your Titans come in, boom.
Oh, it's not even a kill streak, it's just time?
It's time. And the more you kill, the more time's chopped off your build time.
Okay.
So if you're really good, you can get your Titans in like a minute and a half.
Can you get multiple Titans?
Like,
can you get a Titan, and then while your Titan is out, you ready up another Titan?
No, you can't. Okay. You can't. The timer doesn't start again until your Titan's destroyed.
All right.
But you can't have a team of 5 Titans, or 6 Titans going out.
Cool.
So the combat's great. Mobility is awesome, because mobility, along with running, like, super fast on walls and double jumping and jetpacks, you also have cloak. Like,
does everybody have cloak?
That's not even like a perk. That's just part of your...
Just have cloak.
You have cloak.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So you just disappear. A lot of things... Some things they don't tell you in the tutorial, you can just hang on a wall.
Just chill.
So like, when people are chasing me, sometimes I'll run around a corner, jump up to the wall, and just hang there. And then he comes around the corner, and he's expecting me to be somewhere.
But really, he didn't look up.
Yeah, and I'm just like, alright, you're dead. So that's great. Now the smart pistol is fantastic. It's a gun... You don't have to aim.
Homing bullets.
It is homing bullets.
Is it like the Needler?
No, because the Needler you...
It's like semi-lock-on?
Yeah. I'm talking about, like, as long as you're within the window, there's like a little sort of line that pops out and tracks the enemy, and then you just hit, and it's always a headshot. It's always a headshot. So it only needs... It's the smart pistol, okay? For a grunt, you lock on, boom, you're dead. But if it's a human player, you have to wait till it locks on 3 times. The wait count is probably like 2 seconds. And it's kind of cheap, but it's kind of awesome.
Can it go around corners and stuff?
Yeah, it just follows.
Wow.
Yeah. But like within a certain range, so you have to be probably like medium distance. Like somewhere in between close range and medium distance.
Sounds like the red shell of first-person shooters.
Yes. It's dangerous. It's dangerous, but it's useless in every other scenario because it's a primary weapon. It's not a sidearm.
Oh, okay.
So like you can't have a
I was gonna rifle. Say like kind no. of sound like a sniper rifle.
No, so your sidearm is another pistol,
okay.
Like a shittier pistol.
Okay,
that's how they balance it out. But yeah, no, it's just a lot of things. As for the burn cards, at the beginning of or in your loadout, you have like a whole set of different cards that have different options. Like one of them, for example, says, chop 80 seconds off build time. So you could just take instantly 80 seconds off. Or you can, I think one of them is called Spider Sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically just a, instead of a radar, it's a pinging sound that whenever there's an enemy nearby. Or another one is, replace my primary with this super awesome weapon.
Super primary?
Yeah. Or there's another one that's like Infinite Cloak.
What? I want that one.
But those are rare cards, right? So when you die, when you respawn, you get the choice to put in one of these cards into play, and the card only lasts that life.
Oh, wow.
It only after that, it's gone. But you get so many cards for playing that eventually your deck gets full. Like, I think you have up to 50 cards. Mm-hmm. But, like, you unlock it, I think, level 8, but by the time we were, like, level 9, we had too many cards, so we just had to keep using them.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
I was gonna ask if it was like the EA sports stuff where you just microtransaction cards.
So it looks like it honestly feels like this is how they're gonna microtransaction it, but no, none of it is micro. Okay. Respawn has said, no, we're not doing micro, we're gonna do season pass. Like maps, characters and whatnot. The thing is, it is online only. Mm. But there is sort of a campaign single player, and it's literally Team Deathmatch.
I heard it doesn't matter if you win or lose.
No, it doesn't. No, no. There's like a, like in your HUD, there's like a thing in the corner, and they're basically having a radio drama.
While you're playing.
Match. Yeah.
Oh.
It's there. You kind of have to do it if you want to unlock all the Titan classes.
Okay.
Which of, there are only three. So. But, yeah. I mean, it's whatever.
Do you think it would have been a detriment to the game if they just didn't have it? Or like if it was just straight up, here is a multiplayer game, go.
I think it's nice that it's there. It's a nice idea. It's just not executed nice enough. Like it's just like, oh. Because the world's really interesting. Because like there's giant robots, there's people in space, and then they introduce monsters.
Like straight up kaiju?
Yeah. And you're like... this could be cool, but where the heck's like? I don't know. I hope that the game is well supported throughout the next year, whether it be. And I hope it's not just map packs. I hope it's like new scenarios and stuff.
Okay.
It's very light on game modes. Like it's basically team deathmatch, capture the flag, domination, and there's this one called Last Titan Standing, which is basically you all start with Titans.
And whoever...
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
It sounds like Counter-Strike, but with robots.
Uh-huh, and that's it.
There's no, like Battlefield style, like, capture the points. Other, like, because Domination's, like, it's not really like Battlefield, where you can, like, push to the end.
That's Rush.
Rush? Okay.
Yeah, no, they don't have that here.
Okay.
No. So, like, it's super light on game modes. It's actually really light on features and everything in that regard. Is it worth $60? I don't know. $60 is a lot, considering. But, and it's weird. It's like, I don't know. Like, I've probably already put more time to this than I have most games I play.
Xbox One games are still $59?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, like, if you really like Call of Duty, then yeah, get an Xbox One. But I don't think this is, like, the game to get that I would recommend to everybody. Like, you gotta be into the...
COD Blops.
Yeah, you gotta be into that type of shooter scene, and you gotta like robots. And that's really it.
Some tall orders. Well, at least one of them is.
Yeah. The robots, right?
The robots, yeah. Because yeah. Call of Duty is all pretty much worldwide.
Yeah. It's the robots we need to get around. But yeah, you know, $500 for the Titanfall bundle. It's an okay deal, I guess. I think...
Now that the PS3 is $50 more expensive, it seems like a sweeter deal.
It does seem like a sweeter deal, especially because you get Xbox Live.
And you get a game.
And you get a game. And you get that Kinect sensor. I was having fun with that.
You say Xbox on, and it turned on?
Yeah, you know, it was installing Titanfall, and I was like, Xbox off. And I was like, oh, shit.
Dang.
Yeah. Also, the Xbox is a quiet machine.
Really?
Yeah. Because, you know, even though you buy discs, they install the entire thing to the hard drive.
Oh, wow.
So it doesn't matter where you go, digital or physical. And so it's always running off that hard drive.
So I guess if you buy it physical, you just need the disc for validation of ownership?
Yeah, it's basically like PC.
Okay.
Where it's just there as a delivery mechanism to your hard drive. That's it.
Wow.
Is there an issue of you running out of space very soon? Yup.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's just the way games are going, right?
Are they? Is it? No, and do they use proprietary hard drives still?
Yes, they do. Yeah. But I don't think they're selling anything else yet.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's still 500. I also played Forza 5 again.
I heard that game's not so good.
Yeah, you know what? I don't like... The game as a feature set, I don't like at all. But when you're in the game and you're playing the game, it's pretty great.
Just racing is still fine?
Yeah. Yeah, like...
Is it any, like, huge improvements over 4, or... Or does it just feel like a nicer?
It just feels like a very, very nice game. The racing, I don't know if I'd say that because it's a whole bunch of your friends' drivatars, and you.
Oh yeah.
And which of your friends actually take racing games seriously? Right. It's like almost you? None of the. Yeah. Wow, I'm one guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about it. I'm gonna be the only guy who's not running into you. Everybody else, when you get to the corner.
Everyone else drives like an asshole.
Yeah. All right, see cool. ya. But it's cool because they got the whole Top Gear crew. In the game.
Oh, yeah. I heard they did all the autologs or whatever.
Yeah, Auto Vista. So in Forza 4, it's 20 cars. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Forza 5, it's all 200 cars.
Wow.
So they all talk about it. And it's really cool. Like, I could sit there for hours and just listen.
I heard they get really colorful. Like, they just kind of go off script sometimes.
They do, and they go... they reference a lot of Top Gear episodes.
Oh, okay.
And so if you didn't know what Top Gear was, you'd be like, what are these freaking senior citizens talking about?
But if you do know what Top Gear is...
Yeah, you'll think it's hilarious. Okay. Yeah. 200 cars is... I think it's criminal how they're doing it. Because if you want... Because there's like 100 DLC cars now.
Yeah.
So...
Would you rather play this or the new Gran Turismo?
I don't know. Like... the thing about them only having 200 cars in here is... All 200 cars are cars that are, like, they're worthy picks.
That you'd want to drive.
Yeah. Like, they're all up-to-date and modern, like, cars that mean something. Okay. But Gran Turismo 6... The one thing I'll say about Gran Turismo 6, for me hating on it, they have the best track list.
And like, all good stuff.
Yeah. Like, they have, like, 30 tracks. All the most important tracks in the world.
Is that just 30 road courses? Because I know sometimes they have, like, drift.
No, they went all out. Like, they have all the big name tracks from Formula One, from NASCAR, from sports car racing.
Wow.
Plus their own original tracks. Okay. And then the real world circuits. Wurz has, like, 12 tracks.
Oh.
Versus Gran Turismo's, like, 40. So.
Oh, okay. That's pretty big.
Yeah. Like, in terms of which has more Gran Turismo, but when I'm in the car and I'm driving... I'd rather play Forza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess still really the main game that interests me in buying an Xbox is Dead Rising.
Yeah, I forgot about that game.
I don't know. Every time I see people play it, it just looks like so much fun.
I'll let you know how it goes. I'll let you know. Anyways. Layman's fallen asleep.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's been a long drive.
It's like 2:30 in the morning, right?
Yeah, also.
It's like 3 in the morning, right?
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And it's like, I didn't even have, like, the time switch to, like, I didn't have, like, jet lag or anything. It's just, I was staying up too late every night.
Okay, I was going to say, like, there like, is
time
no
doesn't change.
Time
change.
Yeah. No, there is no time change. That's what I'm saying. I have an excuse to be staying up.
That's
like, it's only X time in Kent, in Hamilton. Nope, same time, buddy.
Oh, not even 5 minutes? No.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's it then.
Yeah.
Let's just end it here. Yeah.
Cool.
We'll come back next week. Refreshed. Ready to rumble.
And not at 3 in the morning.
Yeah. Hopefully by then I'll have bought my Xbox. You guys can all try Titanfall and live in the magic.
Yeah, when you get that, can I just, like, live here?
No.
Damn. Please?
No.
Damn.
I'm lucky I don't have these problems.
Don't worry, man. I'll convince you.
Well, thanks.
I did that to my cousin today. Don't worry.
Oh my god. But your cousin is so, like, very easy.
Playvent, I'm just gonna fucking hype up those burn cards.
Did you know you can theme out your deck?
Oh shit! Did you know they're color coded?
Oh, here we go.
Did you know you can get duplicates? Oh, did you know there's a rarity system?
I know.
And did you know that the better you play, the rarer cards you get?
Oh, see, that turns me off. I'm awful at these games.
Did you know that if you take out the star player on the opposing team, you cancel their rare card and you get it?
What?
That sounds cool.
Well, I'm awful at shooters, so there's no incentive there because I know I'm going
to
do bad.
Smart pistol, you don't have to aim.
Yeah, you don't have to be good. Yeah,
you
yeah.
don't have to aim.
Just auto headshots.
Yeah. So good. All right, let's call it.
That's so terrible.
I call it.
You don't have to aim.
Good night.
Call it.